Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's going to be fun this weekend at Daikin Park, man. Astros and Mariners are tied. Identical records. Mariners won yesterday against the Kansas City Royals. Thanks for nothing, Kansas City. So they're tied. They're 5-5 against each other this year. This will pretty much decide, especially if one team sweeps and gets a 3-game lead in the division. This is going to go a long way to deciding who wins the AL West this series. And tonight, it's going to be you got two All-Stars going at it tonight. Brian Wu and Hunter Brown tonight.
And you've got the Mariners. Look, the Mariners face the Rockies in their next series. Like you want to get as far ahead as this issue as possible.
The
okay?
Mariners face the Astros this series.
Yeah.
And then it's weird because the Astros are all divisional games the rest of the way.
Yeah.
Seattle, and then they're three in Sacramento against the A's, and then they finish up in L.A. against the Angels. For the Mariners, this is it in the division. They play the Astros these three games, and then to your point, Seth, they're home for the Rockies. Then they are home for the Dodgers. So if the Dodgers are still playing for something in those last three games, if you get a Dodger team that's trying at the end of the year, that's good news for the Astros.
Yeah.
Rockies, bad news for the Astros. Dodgers, really good news for the Astros. So that's how it lays out. Both teams have 9 games left. Just let's go, man. Like this is a great time of year for baseball. So it'll be Wu and Hunter Brown tonight. It'll be George Kirby and Framber Valdez on Saturday.
Come on, Framber. This is it. Hey, he had an appearance at some cellular store.
Yeah, over on Telephone Road yesterday.
I thought that was a joke. Ari Alexander tweeted it out, and I'm like, okay, Ari doesn't tend to joke like this, but it was something you'd see out of a minor league call-up or something.
He's not making that big money yet. He's only making $18 million on a one-year deal right now.
A guy who's pre-arbitration or something. He's doing an appearance at some, I don't know, some cell phone service I've never heard of before on Telephone Road for an hour yesterday afternoon.
I feel like I might be able to get Framber for my birthday party.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not till January.
Honestly, every just old school grumpy sitting on the coach sports fan part of me came out where I was like, what is he doing on that? He needs to be getting his curveball right. Why the hell? What is he doing at a meet and greet at some strip mall somewhere?
I respect
what the
it.
Hell is going on?
I respect it, man.
What's the name of the company?
The cell. I don't know. It's some wireless store.
I want them to get their money's worth now because I feel like they.
I bet they did.
Whenever they scheduled this appearance, they probably went way out of their budget.
You know what?
They're like, okay, it's Framber. We get him in here. This could put us over the top.
But here, you know what? Okay, so it's one of two things. Either they scheduled it like way back in May when everybody still liked Framber.
Yeah.
Or it's so cheap to get Framber right now because nobody likes him.
They just did it on the phone. There's a bargain deal.
Everybody hates Framber. We can get him for $200 to sit here for an hour and sign baseballs for 10 people that come to the store.
I got an online discount. I got a discount code online. I Googled it.
What kind of showing do you think he had out there?
I don't know. I'd like to hear from our listeners. Total Wireless.
Total Wireless.
Total Wireless from 4 to 5 p.m. yesterday.
Okay, there you go.
It was I swear. I was like, Ari Alexander doesn't usually, this isn't his brand of humor, is it?
Right. No, yeah. he doesn't. He's all about, Ari gets some nuggets sometimes.
Right. Yeah. So he was there for an hour yesterday.
All right.
At Total Wireless.
Okay. Signing
good
things.
Good job, Total Wireless.
Way to go.
I admire your chutzpah.
Yeah.
Yes.
I need to know what that cost them.
I need to invest in Total Wireless, whatever it is.
I need to know. I don't. You know, where I thought you were going with it was, boy, is Fromber that desperate for money that he's doing appearances at wireless stores on, like at the end of a strip mall somewhere.
You would think that if that were
making
the case, he'd be pitching out of his brain right now. That he would just be. He wouldn't have a 6.5 ERA since August 1st.
Yep.
Well, it's August 3rd, to be fair.
Okay.
That was his first appearance. Gotcha. I didn't want to make it sound worse than it is.
No, yeah.
Since August 3rd,
give the facts,
6.41 ERA, I believe. It's above
things.
Six, all right?
All right. The third game of this series is Gilbert versus Jason Alexander. So, this is going to be fun. And here's the thing. It's not just the division right now. The Astros have a legitimate shot to catch the Detroit Tigers in the American League race here. They're
right.
Nobody's catching Toronto. Toronto's 89-63 or something like that. Toronto's four games in front of everybody.
Barring a complete collapse.
Yeah, they're gonna be the one seed in all likelihood. They're gonna be the one seed. But everybody else can be anywhere from two to out of the postseason right now. Like that race for the AL Central, the AL West, and all the wild card lineup that comes with it is going to be really fun to watch play out these next 9 days.
It's a whole boatload of fun right now, man.
Yes.
You've got 85, everybody, like from the Red Sox, who are at the bottom of the wild card standings right now, up to the Tigers, everybody's 83-85 wins.
Well, and even Cleveland is lurking right now,
yeah.
And they're hot as hell.
Right.
You know? And they play the Tigers for a series.
So from 81-85 wins right there, you've got eight teams.
Yep.
Seven teams.
Yeah. Yeah, you could be anywhere from the two seed to out of it. Every game.
Yeah, eight teams.
Yeah. Like every game is super relevant.
The
right
Rangers
now.
Only have a 3% chance of making the playoffs, which is that
was
sad.
That was my favorite part about sweeping the Rangers. I didn't get to talk about that because I was out yesterday. But the waking up to the actuality of the math was really fun because I'm guessing that going into that series with the Astros and the Rangers on Monday, that the Astros had a higher percentage chance of winning the division and making the postseason. But I bet it was fairly close. I mean, the Rangers were they were within a game or two coming into that series.
Yeah.
And they leave that series, or as some might say, they awoke on Thursday morning.
Yeah.
With the Astros with a 93.5% chance at making the postseason, and the Rangers with a 3.7% chance. Like, how do you undo everything you've done all year in 3 days? That's how. Get swept by your division rival in the Silver Boot series.
They're scared of the Silver Boot. They don't even know. I mean, like, we've talked about this. There's young Rangers fans who don't even know what the Silver Boot is.
Right.
Because their parents don't want to bring it up.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Poor Dallas people. Poor Dallas kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, that and the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
That's awful.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Does it feel like the Texans have a 25.3% chance to make the playoffs right now?
Yeah, it does right now. I think that, okay, so the stat that's floating around out there right now, which I didn't realize this, there's one team this century who has made the playoffs after starting off 0-3.
Yeah.
That team is the 2018 Houston Texans.
That might be Bill O'Brien's greatest. I think Bill O'Brien's two greatest accomplishments as head coach.
Mm.
Three, actually. One is somehow having the chutzpah to get on a conference call and explain the DeAndre Hopkins trade to all of us.
Right.
As if it made
like
sense.
Like we're idiots.
Yeah, that was definitely number one.
See, what
one.
You guys don't understand is that it's about the team.
Capital T, capital E, capital A, yeah. Capital M. But in all seriousness, the two biggest things, one, what you just brought up, that he's the only head coach to take an 0-3 team and fish it out of the fire and get to the postseason. Number two, his first two seasons when he was winning, he was going 9-7 somehow, and he was starting like five quarterbacks every year.
Yeah.
Like he pulled Case Keenum literally out of a tree at a deer lease to start two games. I feel like that was when O'Brien was at his best, when he was handed like a, it was like getting handed a Sudoku puzzle or something like that, and he had to put it together with bad quarterbacks. He was pretty good at that. Ironically, when he got a good quarterback, that's when things started to go south.
Right. Yeah. That's
or eventually
you gotta
south,
be careful about
say.
That. Well, I don't know. Okay, so one of the comparisons people have started to make between Bill O'Brien and perhaps Nick Caley, who's in that same tree, trying to run a similar themed offense, is that boy do they seem to really hate rookies. And yeah. I'm giving it time. Because they haven't used Jaden Higgins or Jalen Noel or Woody Marks all that much.
Six targets between the three of them.
And like half of those have been for explosive plays.
Yes.
Like that's a thing. They've haven't utilized them very much, but when they've touched the ball, they've done some pretty impressive things so far.
Right.
So, all right, we've got our little we've kind of tinkered with things these first couple games. Maybe they've earned some trust. Maybe now they can start to say, "Hey, the guys with better athletic ability and speed and everything else like that should try to figure out a way to get them on the field and involved more often."
Higgins is going to get on the field because he's a big outside receiver. Look, Christian Kirk and Braxton Berrios coming back is not going to help Jalen Noel get on the field. Jalen Noel was seeing no time on offense, and now you're getting two slot guys back.
That at least. Now, in the whole Jalen Noel stuff, it makes sense, and I'm trying not again, it's early. I'm trying not to get overly worked up over that because I said it all off season long. It's hard. Slot receiver is a really hard position to pick up, particularly in an offense such as this. But you see other teams figure out ways to get the rookies involved with limited packages. And I think they've probably done that with Jalen Noel, but it's a limited package. Yeah. You're not necessarily going to get a whole lot of opportunities. Now, this week, if you get both Christian Kirk and Braxton Berrios back, I know that those two names don't inspire the imagination the same way somebody like Nico Collins does. But for a lot of what ails the Texans right now, especially, they've been bad against the blitz. The offense is doing some good things, but they've been really bad against the blitz. Now you've got, hopefully, options that are, recognize blitz. The receivers recognize blitz. They adjust their routes. They get their eyes on CJ. CJ trusts them. And then you can get explosive plays when you're blitzed. If you get it to a guy, a little speed merchant, or just not even like jitterbugs like those two guys.
Yes.
That you can break some things open if you get the ball to him on a blitz.
Yeah, I'm super excited about Christian Kirk and Braxton Berrios coming. I feel it's probably one of those things that people outside of Houston aren't even taking note of. But if you've watched every snap of this team the first two games, you're like, oh yeah, CJ needs some quick answers. And that's what those guys are. That's what Christian Kirk and Braxton Berrios are for him.
Yeah. And then some of the other stuff too. You can see, you can see when the offense operates that there's some things that are just a little bit gummed up right now because there are a lot of moving parts to it. And it's not making excuses or anything. It's what I'm telling myself to keep from freaking out and being the worst version of myself this early in the season.
Yep.
But the it's just a matter of, okay, let's go. I see what the issues are. That's enough now, okay? It's like if you got a, you know, it's like when your kid has a piano recital. You know, you're like, oh, okay, they're just messing up a little bit. There you go. And then they're like, all right, okay. So, like, don't embarrass me out there. Don't you dare embarrass me out there.
Yep.
You get up there on that stage, and I will be glaring at you, and you better perform.
CJ Stroud.
I'm joking. Parents, don't treat your kids like that.
CJ Stroud. So the only way they're going to get better, Seth.
Yeah.
All right?
They need to know that my love is tied to their performance on stage.
Exactly. And the level of embarrassment you are willing to endure while they're failing.
That it ultimately it's all about me, okay?
Yeah.
Yes. What I tell, it's what I tell my 12 children every morning. I say, listen, you are out there in the world as a representation of Seth C. Payne, okay? Yeah. That is your whole purpose, is to not disappoint me and not embarrass me.
The hardest part for you talking to all 12 of your children is the fact that you have to talk to all 9 baby mamas first. That's the worst part for you.
And I know. And then there's like there's a few court ordered, you know, supervisors and everything.
Yeah.
And
just, it's a lot, man. You guys don't know what Seth goes through to put on a good show every day.
I take care of my court ordered supervisors. I'll tell you what, I tell them, you know, like, you got to be careful because they're all like, oh, no, I'm not allowed to accept gifts. And I'm like, yeah, wink, wink. Yeah.
Right. Give the guy a break. He spent 3 years in juvie, okay?
Yeah.
He told you earlier this week. How many people are running around Houston thinking you actually were in juvie at some point?
I hope at least
after
a few.
The other day.
A little street cred. Yeah.
Because you never came on and said, I'm just joking. I was never in juvie. You sounded serious.
If I'm making jokes about being in juvie. No, remember, I didn't even know what you called the
CO?
Correctional officer.
Yeah, the CO.
They would know that, right?
Oh, yeah, because nobody in juvie is stupid and wouldn't know what that stands
for. You know what the CO is. If I'm a relatively literate person, like, they would know that, like, okay, at least Seth knows the names of the
vernacular.
Yeah.
So 25.3% chance for the Texans making the play. This is according to Austin Mock, the Athletics computer simulated nerd guy. Right? Yeah. He's the guy who runs all the sims on the season. Chiefs, 60.1%. Chiefs are still getting a lot of love from the computers, even though they're 0-2 to start the season. And their offense might not be good anymore. 60.1% chance for the Chiefs. There's 10 0-2 teams right now. The Chiefs have the best chance of making the playoffs of all the 0-2 teams. They're better than 50% still, 60.1. Texans are at 25.3. Everybody else is below 10%, and quite honestly, we're probably below 10% before the season started because it's teams like the Saints and the Giants and the Browns and the Panthers and a lot of crappy teams. The Texans and the Chiefs are getting treated a little differently than these other 8 teams that are 0-2 right now.
Right. And I think that part of it, another thing I tell myself before these children let me down for the Texans, is that, look, they faced, I think, what are a couple of really good defenses. They're going to be pretty, they're very respectable defenses.
Good quarterbacks, good defenses.
Yeah, so as far as the offense goes, I think the defense is going to, like, the defense is going to figure some things out and fix some things just this week.
Yeah.
Like, some of the fixes for the Texans defense are a matter of just really honing in on playing their roles. The way I know they're capable of doing and playing within the scheme. And I think they'll snap back this week. But the offense, obviously, we've got some structural concerns.
Mm-hmm.
Jaden Higgins, by the way, only had 21 snaps in that game. Jalen Noel had 15.
Yep.
You know, whereas Justin Watson and Jaden Higgins basically got the same number of reps.
The team only had 47.
Yeah, that's a hard part, too.
Know?
Yeah.
Well,
I was telling Brandon this yesterday? Like, they had 80 snaps on defense. That's a lot. That's all. You're gassed after 80 snaps.
Yeah.
And you could see the pass rush. When we talk about the Texans defense collapsing at the end of the game in these last couple games, in the Bucs game, some of it's just flat out physical fatigue.
Why is it so much more tiring to play defense than offense?
Because you work harder. Offensive line is a relatively passive role. You know, you're giving ground. The ball's away and those guys don't run, where on defense you're supposed to run for
it. Yeah.
You know, offensive linemen quit as soon as they're allowed to quit.
There's probably stress, too, of not knowing what's coming, whereas the offense knows what they're going to do.
Yeah, you're in a reactionary
mode. Yeah.
So, I mean, that's why defensive linemen rotate. It's just, it's a more physically taxing.
Yeah.
But as far as the... So there's a couple things that go into that. One, obviously, is that if the offense is on the field more, the defense isn't going to be on the field. So complimentary football.
Yes.
But then also just, I mean, the Texans defense, though, they bore some responsibility for it just by allowing the Bucs to run all over them.
Yeah, the little just 4 yards, 6 yards, 5 yards. Like they,
yeah.
Bucky Irving and Rashad White, just death by a thousand paper cuts, mm-hmm. man.
And then everything compounds because, okay, the open field tackling when guys' legs are tired really starts to show up.
On the last drive of the game,
yeah.
on a Bucky Irving catch in the open field. Yeah, it's you're right. You're right. It all adds up. All right, headlines. We'll get to them coming up in the next segment. We do have some Texans news about Jimmy Ward in headlines that we'll get to. Biggest series of the year with the Astros. News, retirement news in MLB. Thursday Night Football. We got a lot of stuff to get to, people. All right, so sit tight. We're going to get to headlines. Coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.